Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Here, hour number 3 of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Alyssa Lang here with you, filling in for Paul on this Feinbaum Friday. We've only got one guest coming up this hour, Rashawn Johnson, former Texas running back, current Chicago Bear. He's going to join us at 5:30. But as for the rest of the hour, it's all about y'all and your calls as we head back to the phone lines. Expired is in Texas. Expired, what's up?
Hey, Alyssa, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
You're doing a wonderful job. You are awesome for this show.
Thank you so much. I'm having a great time with y'all.
Sweet. Well, it's a special day today, and it's pretty neat that you're going to be able to be around for the launch of the NFO. Do you know what that is, Alyssa?
I do not.
It is the new Feinbaum Order.
New do explain.
Feinbaum Order.
Please.
Oh, it is founded, okay? It's founded by AJ, Johnny B., Rick from H-Town, and Expire. Okay, we found it, and our vision statement is to eliminate sucky callers such as Jim from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and encourage new callers to call in and be themselves. Okay, Alyssa, so we're going to give you a little help today.
Okay.
Jim's going to call in, and he's going to be an idiot like normal. Okay, so how do you know you're talking to Jim? First of all, Alyssa, you're going to hear an echo in the background. That echo is going to be Jim talking from his mom's basement. And the second thing, Alyssa, you're going to smell his breath through the phone line. So anyway, Alyssa, it's a special day. NFO has been launched. You're doing a great job and have a wonderful weekend.
Expired, I appreciate it. You know, I have had the pleasure of talking to Jim before. I will say, there's a lot of opinions out there about Jim. Jim's always been very nice to me. So we'll see if Jim calls in. He hasn't called in yet, but gosh, Jim, you're already getting people excited calling in to tell you to not call in.
He's going to call in and put on a great act today, but we all see through him. That's why we need to rid him.
Man.
Hey, again, have a great weekend and congratulations on your upcoming marriage.
Thank you so much, Expired. Yeah, the NFO, new Feinbaum Order. They may need T-shirts for that one. Todd is in Shelby, Alabama. Todd, what's going on?
Thank you. Let's take my call. Hey, I was going to get started because Jim, really, he called in yesterday and he wanted to crack the whip on me. And, you know, I ain't never done that, but I pray for this guy. Because he's really ate up with it bad. And I don't want good. I don't want nothing but good for Jim. But he loses it every time a caller mentions his name and he calls his show and he goes nuts. Well, he's probably going to give you some marital advice.
Todd, what did he say yesterday to elicit
went
such
off
a
on
response?
Me about me being a fool and an idiot and a hypocrite and all this. And he's too old. He's 81 years old. His name is not Jim. Alyssa, you can Google him, and his name is not that, and it may be his name is something else, but it's not bad, but he won't use it on this show. He won't put his picture up there for everybody to see. Alyssa, you see my picture up there?
I see it. It's a good picture.
I promise you, that man don't want no. I wouldn't hit that man. He's too old. He's just too old. I wouldn't do that. And anyway, I got respect for my elders, so I'm going to respect him, but I'm going to say this also. Alyssa, Paul worked really hard to get where he's at. And I think in the old days when Paul was in Birmingham, and, you know, there were just a few, you know, regular callers all the time, Jim almost thinks Paul owes him something. and he don't. Paul worked hard to get to where he is. This is a show that we call in and talk about sports and have a good time. That's what this is all about. And Paul lets me tell you how good God's been to me in my life, and Paula lets somebody call in and pray and whatever. Hey, that's the only show on earth that we can do this, and I thank God for it. And Alyssa, you help me. When Jim's going to call and he's going to bust down on me, so you tell him that I really don't want to spank him around. I really don't want to do that. I mean, he's too old. He's my elder, so I'm not going to whoop him. But you try to calm him down, if you would. And roll damn tight, Alyssa. Thank you for letting me get through to you.
Todd, I appreciate the call. I will pass the message along. You as well, Todd.
All right. Thank you.
We'll see if Jim calls later if I need to pass that message along to him or not. All right. I have a personally very special caller on the line, apparently. My uncle from Orlando, Florida. Eric is on the line. What's up, Uncle Eric?
What's up, Alyssa? How's it going?
Please don't say anything incriminating towards me on this show. You are on national television.
Well, you let me on the show, so that's already incriminating enough.
Yeah, not good. Not a good start.
Alyssa, I just got to say, you are the best-looking host on the Paul Feinbaum show ever. Ever. You're way better looking than some big-eared, bald-head guy with glasses. Way better looking.
Wow, you sound like a true Feinbaum caller sometimes, but I can't let you speak ill about Paul that way. Paul's a dear friend, so from someone who has a butt chin, that's really rich of you to be taking shots at Paul like that.
Oh, it's on me, Alyssa. It's on me, Alyssa.
Thanks for
all right,
the call.
Listen, I call because I literally have two beefs. One of them is about this transfer portal. And I want your idea. I want your input on this idea I've come up with.
Okay.
Right, because there's no allegiance. The students are transferring out before they even play the bowl game. So now they're abandoning their teammates for the bowl games, and their teams could lose the bowl games. And then there's no allegiance to the school anymore. There's everybody's just going wherever they want to. It's ridiculous. It is. It's worse than trying to ride a ostrich at a rodeo. I mean, it may sound like fun, but it is a horrible idea. So this is my proposal. Why doesn't the NCAA put in a rule where you can't transfer until the end of the national championship game? Then the players play for their teams, finish out the season, and help their team win a bowl game. And my other beef, so I want your input on that idea. My other beef is this. And it is something that has literally caused relationships to end and family members to no longer speak to each other.
Wow.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? A hot dog a sandwich?
I just knew the second question was going to be something absolutely ridiculous. We could start there. A hot dog is a hot dog.
Oh, it's not ridiculous, Alyssa. Right? That is not ridiculous.
It's not its own category. It is its own category. A hot dog is a hot dog. If you go to a restaurant and there's a menu and it says sandwiches, there will be sandwiches listed, and then hot dogs will be on another section of the menu. So
is a hamburger a sandwich?
No, a hamburger is a hamburger.
Well, then what's a chicken sandwich?
A chicken sandwich. All right. Eric in Florida is about to get bumped off the line. We can talk about the transfer portal because you sound like a lot of other college football fans who have called in throughout the course of the show. I'm just hung up on my uncle. That's love right there. I'm going to get an angry text about that. The family group chat coming up next. It is an interesting conversation, and it's something that I have gone on radio, television talking about. The plan's not perfect. But I do wonder if we're getting towards maybe a collective bargaining type situation. I'm talking about college football here. What if, when it comes to high school football players who have just committed to play for their new school, what if we talked about something along the lines of like a 2-year contract and you commit to that school for 2 years pending your head coach leaving, then, you know, the transfer portal opens up for you, because I think that's very fair. If a coach can leave and take another job, the players he recruited should be able to do that too, right? But 2 years, at the end of that 2 years that you've given to your school, you reevaluate, do I want to come back? Do I want to get ready for the NFL? Do I want to hit the transfer portal? But at least then all parties are aware. you can build things into contracts, right? Coaches get bonuses for if you go to the SEC championship game, if you go to a bowl game, if you go to a national championship. Incentivize that for the players as well, right? Some bowls have started to do that from a player standpoint as far as offering them outside financial opportunities. I think we will see more of that, but I do wonder if, just like in our jobs on the media side of things, I can't go leave for Fox tomorrow, right? I have a contract. I have a certain amount of time that I've committed to be here, and then you reevaluate that at the end of the contract, and that's for both sides. So that's sort of my loose, I'm not smart enough to jump through all the loopholes that everybody surely is poking through that idea as I'm, you know, presenting it here, but that's sort of my early workings of a solution that we could see in the future. All right. A lot of y'all have called today to talk about Jim from yesterday. And I will tell you, Jim is on the line right now. So, Jim, the floor is yours. Thanks for calling.
Well, you did a filibuster. I almost lost my memory. But listen, I'm serious. Do you honestly, do you think I'm anywhere near 81 stinking years old? Do you honestly?
Clear the air, Jim. How old are you?
I'm not going to tell that because I don't.
Okay.
That's personal business. How old are you?
I'm 30. I'll tell you how old I am.
Well, I'm not 30, but I'm not that much older than 30. Here's what I want to say, though. These fools, and that's what they are, full-grown baboons, every day they try to make a name for themselves by trashing me, and that's all it's about. This old man, he is an old man. He thinks he's a cowboy. I'm talking about that fool that called you a while ago. What's his name? Todd from Shelby. He gets on there yesterday and dogs me out and says something the day before, a couple days ago, he talked about Jesus. Yesterday, he wants to whip my ass. What kind of hypocrite? And he is a hypocrite, talking two sides of his mouth. I mean, God will take care of him one day. I know that for a fact. You damn right I'm angry about these scumbag fools. I'm not ashamed to say what they are. They're irrelevant nobodies that want to ride to a little bit of whatever to get some attention by using my name and talking about me. That's all it's about. You expired. Let me ask you something, Alyssa. Do you think I'm a pretty good caller or do you not?
Jim, like I said a few minutes ago, you've always been very kind to me when you've called in.
That's not the point I'm asking. Am I relevant as an excellent caller? I've been called the best caller by Feinbaum, the greatest caller that's ever been on the show, and I agree with him. I'm not ashamed to say that. I've been on top of this stuff for 8 or 9 years, and I don't care what people. These fools are jealous. Bottom line, that's the bottom line. And yeah, I can't stand them because they're phony ass frauds, liars. That's a fact. Yeah, it's a fact.
Jim, what did you say about Todd yesterday? Because he seemed to think that
it was what he said about me first.
Okay,
I don't do anything to dog anybody out unless they do it to me first. I'm a reactor. I'm like Trump. You try to lie about me, I'll come back at you double barrel. And if this Todd guy, I wanted to report that guy, but for his threat, I reported him, Shelby County Police. I'm not worried about him, but he deserves to be reported, threatening me like he did. And they're just antagonistic lying scum. They really are, and I'm telling it like it is.
Did you really report him to the police?
Absolutely.
Well, Jim,
why shouldn't I? He threatened. He made a threat.
I gotta go back and listen to the show.
Every time somebody does that, he reports it. It should be reported.
You know, you're not wrong with that statement, certainly. I need to catch up on what happened yesterday because I clearly missed a lot.
Well, nothing had happened except that guy expired, made some scumbag. They all, not all of them, there's about 10 or 15 of these rotten, low-life, lying fools like expired, Todd, and I don't know. I've been told by other people, other callers, to ignore them. Danny Sheridan, you know, one of my friends, a good friend, the best guest that Feinbaum's ever had on the show, he said, they're just cockroaches. He got it right. They're just cockroaches. And he said, just ignore them. I can't always ignore it. When, you know, how am I, you think I'm supposed to let a fool like Todd call and say I'm 81 and all this other garbage, which is total lies. I'm not even 20 years from 81. And I just can't believe that people I don't know how many people fall for this crap, but it's all lies, mostly unless there's something nice about me. They're just lying. They're trying to ride the coattails of me to get some attention as a caller, and they ain't got nothing, and they know I have. That's the bottom line. That's it. I see it.
I mean, Jim, a lot of people call and bring you up, so you got to be doing something right as a caller, right?
I'm trying to think of how somebody said it the other day. They bring my name up because they want to be relevant, and they think bringing my name up will make them relevant. They're just crazy people. They really are insecure, crazy. I've done things in my life. I played good ball until I got injured. I mean, I was an excellent athlete. I'm not trying to brag. I'm playing like it is. And they'll call in this fool, another fool from Mississippi, Squirrel. His real name is Ronnie. He's a lying scumbag. He has never said anything true about me in my life. Says I can't play ball. Never said I play. Said I never played ball. He didn't even know my real name. He's tried to check up on me. They got no clue who I am. And I'm not going to let them get a clue about it.
But, Jim, I hate to interrupt you. I'm being told we have to take a break, but please feel free.
Well, go ahead and take a break. I'll see you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks to Jim. We'll be back on the other side with more of your phone calls.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Coming up in just a few minutes, 5:30 Eastern time, Rashawn Johnson, former Texas running back, current Chicago Bear, fresh off his rookie season, going to stop by the show. Can't wait to chat with him. But until then, let's head back to the phone lines. Rick is in Houston. Rick's been on hold for a while, so I appreciate it. Rick, how's it going?
Hey, Alyssa. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling.
Well, Alyssa, you got the gym experience today, didn't you?
It is not my first time talking to Jim, but it is my first time probably sitting in the chair having so many calls that were angry about Jim before he even called in. So that was new for me.
So, I'm not gonna go down that road today. I've got three quick questions for you, Alyssa. First one is, let's just say, hypothetical question, that Laura's schedule gets so busy with other stuff that she's unable to do the SEC Nation show anymore. Is that a role you'd like to step into someday?
Well, that question is probably way above my pay grade for people who are the big decision makers at this company. But I mean, Laura does such a great job with that show. It is one of my favorite shows to watch every single weekend. I think anybody would love to be part of that show in any capacity. But man, they're such a great group. And it's really cool when I'm at my game on the weekends to be able to turn it on and watch them and what they do for the SEC. So I look up to Laura a lot. She's been a wonderful resource and wonderful friend to me. So I'm always going to be cheering her on hosting SEC Nation.
Well, Alyssa, I think, you know, if it ever comes down to it and they need a replacement, I think you'd be the perfect one. But, hey, you finally got to go to Tiger Stadium last year, right?
I did, for the first time.
How was your experience? I know it was a day game, wasn't it, early?
So it was actually a night game, which was, I felt very spoiled. I had not been to Death Valley, and I had not been there, obviously, under the lights, and it was the LSU-Florida game. So I got one of the best first games at Tiger Stadium I could have ever gotten.
So how was your experience? Did you have a chance to sample any tailgating while you were there?
I did. I perhaps went a little too local the night before and ended up at Fred's in Baton Rouge. And I will put it this way without, you know, giving away any of what I like to, you know, say is professionalism. I was still not feeling super great by the time the game kicked off at 7:30 Eastern time for LSU Florida after my trip to Fred's on Friday. So I feel like I got the true Baton Rouge experience in that one.
So I hear you. So last quick question. So Coach Saban's going to be on ESPN Game Day this year. And it got me to thinking that if SEC Nation hired a former SEC coach full-time, who do you think would be the most entertaining former SEC coach to fill that kind of role?
Oh, man, that's such a great question. Well, I think right now the former coach is already a former coach. I don't know if he'd want to do it, but I think every interaction that Steve Spurrier has with a microphone pretty much leaves everybody on the floor laughing or angry or something. So if I were the decision maker and I got to make that choice, I'd be calling the head ball coach immediately.
That'd be a good choice. I think Coach O would be hilarious, but you know, Jimbo might be quite hilarious too.
That is true. Anybody who's willing to kind of peel the curtain back and give us a true look at what's going on behind the scenes and do it with a little bit of humor. But I'm really excited about Coach Saban because I will say every time we were in Tuscaloosa getting ready for a game on Saturday and had the opportunity to sit with Coach Saban, it's unbelievable how much you learn from him every single conversation you have. Rick, we really appreciate the call. We are up against a break, but I can't wait for the country to experience consistently what Coach Saban prepping for a weekend of college football looks like, because there's really nothing like it, and I can't wait to see him on game day. We are going to take a break. As I said, coming up next, Rashawn Johnson, former Texas running back, going to join us right here on the show. That's coming up next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Interesting stuff from Tom Mars on the show yesterday. Hey, coming up Sunday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time, Rally Cap, it's back. Dari DeLucci and Haley McClenney joining the crew this season. You cannot find a show like this anywhere else. 60 minutes of nothing but SEC softball and SEC baseball. And I don't know if y'all have looked at the slate for this weekend. Certainly on the SEC baseball side, we have some unbelievable series starting tonight. One started last night between Florida and Vanderbilt, but Tennessee, Kentucky, if you want to watch some good baseball, this weekend is the time as we welcome you back into the Paul Feinbaum Show. Alyssa Lang here filling in for Paul on this Friday as we welcome in our next guest, Roschon Johnson, former Texas running back, current Chicago Bear, just wrapped up his rookie season. Roschon, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I want to go back to your transition from college into the NFL. You're from a small town in Texas. Now you're in Chicago. What was that transition like for you?
Night and day different. I can tell you that much. Definitely being from a small town. So I'm from Port Arthur, Texas, down in Southeast Texas. Like I said, night and day different. Chicago is a big city. It's like the third largest city in the U.S. So the culture is different. The infrastructure is different, but I'm enjoying every bit of it.
You've had some time since the end of the season. I know you dealt with various things throughout the course of your rookie year, but what were some of your big takeaways, some of your biggest reflections when your first year came to a close?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a lot to learn from. I'm a lot of things I can grow from. And the biggest thing for me is just to kind of play fast and just, you know, play without thinking, especially rookie year. You know, you're adapting to a whole lot of new things, a whole lot of changes. And I think the biggest thing for me was just to calm down, relax, and be confident in myself and go out and ball. So definitely something I can grow from and learn from heading into year two.
We've got a lot of changes in college football as well, even since you left, which is crazy to think about because you were not in college that long ago there at Texas. I want to go back to the beginning of your career, though, as a Longhorn. For those who don't know, you came to school as a top 10 dual threat quarterback. Because of some injuries that your team was dealing with at the time, you made the selfless decision to pick up the ball and become a running back for your team. Take us back to what goes through your mind when you think about that decision during that camp and how it's affected where you are in your life right now.
Yeah, for sure. Going into my freshman year, it was about a week or two before the season, you know, all of our scholarship guys were hurt headed into the season. They got hurt throughout camp, and Coach Herman pretty much asked me if I was willing to, you know, play it, fulfill the position, fulfill the role while we got our injured guys back. So, I accepted it. I told them I'd do it, and then I pretty much just kind of took off from there. So, definitely a blessing in disguise. It was definitely a tough time period trying to transition over to running back. But, all the while I had great coaches and a great, you know, supporting cast to help me kind of make that transition and make the best out of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, now playing at the highest level, it's just an incredible story to be able to tell. And that's not the only thing that you look back on your college career. And when we think about what your career was like, it was well publicized from Coach Sarkisian about the speech that you gave your teammates in year two of his tenure there at Texas, just to make sure this program was continuing on the trajectory that it is on now. So knowing that you were such a huge part of where Texas football is today, April 19th, 2024, watching the college football playoff last season, what was that like for you to experience as a fan?
Yeah, definitely different. Definitely different being on this side of the, you know, this side of the screen, kind of seeing my guys play from afar. But I enjoyed every bit of it, from seeing guys that, you know, I watched come in as freshmen and kind of grow and mature into the players that they become today. It was definitely an honor, and I'm just glad I got to be a part of it. A small piece of the puzzle that, you know, Coach Sark is building over there. So, you know, I'm more than proud of those guys.
What was it like playing for Coach Sark, and what can we expect as they get set to come into the SEC this season?
Yeah, I mean, playing for Coach Sark was great. I mean, he truly understood the game and made me realize how, you know, smart of a guy he was, and just how great of a guy he was. I mean, he's always, you know, not shy to share his story and how he came about to be the coach at the University of Texas and his past and all the things that he had to overcome to be at the spot that he's at now. So always had major respect for him, just for kind of sharing that, his whole story, and just kind of being present with us and just helping us, you know, develop as young men and develop as football players as well. So definitely, you know, going to be excited to see him lead those guys into the SEC. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll be a great environment for, you know, Texas and just, you know, the SEC as a whole. I think it'll be a new spark that'll add with OU and Texas coming into their into the conference. And I'm glad to see it.
It already feels like Texas and OU are a seamless fit, and it hasn't even, we're not even to July 1st yet when it's become official, right? But it already feels like it has. You mentioned a moment ago just about being part of turning that program around or turning it to where it is now. What, how, or how would you describe what Coach Sark, the rest of that staff, you guys on those teams, what did you do to help build that culture? And what does that culture look like under Steve Sarkisian at Texas?
Yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing was just to, you know, ultimately be a leader and just try to help, you know, just change culture as a whole. I know with a new coach coming in, there can be a lot of gray area and just people kind of just waiting for things to happen. I feel like my role while I was there with Coach Sark, I felt like me being an older guy was to, you know, make sure things went along the right way, whether it be in the locker room, on the field, off the field, making sure we're going about things the right way to put ourselves in the best position to win. So I just had that approach to it and ultimately tried to help everybody pretty much mature into, you know, top tier guys that we were, and just so we could live up to our full potential and not, you know, not leave a game up for chance and make sure that we went into the game with the right mindset, knowing that we did everything necessary in order to win.
You mentioned a moment ago about Texas being such a great fit in the SEC and how excited we've been for the past few years for it to finally come to fruition. What was it like being in the locker room and being with guys who were maybe a true freshman when you were there who knew that one day they'd be playing in the SEC? Like, what did that conversation sound like among you and your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just, it's a whole journey. You know, when you go from, you know, enrolling to going through your first, you know, summer camp to spring ball, just the whole offseason journey as a whole is just a blessing just to go through that with those guys and the relationships and the bonds that you've built over the years. I mean, when you get to a game like Alabama, you just kind of, you know, reflect on those days and just kind of bank on those days in order for you to, you know, go ahead and, you know, play together. So I think a lot of those moments just kind of, you know, brought back, you know, reflection on, you know, how far we came, the things that we had to overcome in order to be in those positions and, you know, ultimately just have fun in those positions. So
one of the things we'll be talking about over the next 7 days is the NFL draft. Obviously, you've been through that process very recently as a year ago. It all starts on Thursday. What's your biggest piece of advice to the players who are getting ready to hear their names called, whether it's early in the draft or on the final day?
Yeah, I would say my biggest piece of advice would just be to, you know, pray on it. You know, just be grateful and enjoy the process. Enjoy this time that you have, you know, with your family. You know, enjoy that you even get to, you know, be in this position, because there's a very small percentage of people in this world that can, you know, have the opportunity. So, yeah, I would just say enjoy this time. It can be hectic. It can be stressful. My draft day, you know, it was a nervous wreck for me. But at the same time, I was blessed to, you know, basically embark on everything that I did. So I would just say enjoy it and, you know, just get ready, because once your name's called, it's wheels up from there. So
yeah, a lot of work to do after that. It's been so cool to watch you go through your rookie season. We can't wait to see what else you have in store for us. Roshan, before we let you go, you are hosting a youth football camp in your hometown coming up next week. It's free for the kids who want to come out. It's the first annual that you have there in your hometown. What does that feel like to be able to put something like that on? And what is your intention with these camps moving forward?
Yeah, so me and a lot of kids. So I'm from, like I said earlier, I'm from Port Arthur, Texas, and I went to high school at Port Neches Groves High School. So I really just wanted to give back to the community, you know, have an event posted where kids can come back and basically just, you know, commute, have fun together, and just kind of learn ball a little bit. And, you know, I'm trying to string everything together, put all the pieces together to get some of my teammates, some pro guys, and really just kind of have a blast. So, I mean, within the first 45 minutes that I posted the camp, I want to say like all the slots filled up. So it was like about 250 slots which I'm already telling, I can already tell we're going to have to probably double that coming up here in the future. But yeah, I mean, Southeast Texas, they always show great support for me and all the guys that come out of that area. So I think it'll be, you know, an exciting opportunity for me to, you know, host something like that. And hopefully we can kind of rally the community together with different, you know, businesses in the area, different sponsorships to, you know, basically just unite the kids just so they can have something to come back on and just, you know, reflect on as they get older and just, you know, have something just to be grateful for. So I'm blessed that I can be able to do this.
I love that. When I was in local news before getting here, I used to be able to go out and cover a lot of those camps in Jacksonville and various places. And what you guys are doing by putting on those for those young kids who look up to you, it's pretty unbelievable. So it's awesome. We're proud of you. Can't wait to welcome your Texas team into the SEC. And thanks for joining us.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Great stuff from Rajon Johnson, of course, former Texas running back, current Chicago Bear. And by the way, Chicago has the number one overall pick in next week's NFL draft. So we'll see who his new teammate will be coming up on Thursday night. We're going to take a break. More of your phone calls coming up next on the other side.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we will send you out to LSU Tennessee softball. Kiki Malloy and her Tennessee Lady Volunteers looking to kick off the weekend. It's a great weekend of softball and baseball here in the SEC. We will be on the app between 6 and 7 o'clock, but still 10 more minutes to go until we bring you out to that game. As we welcome you back into the studio, this is the Paul Feinbaum Show. Alyssa Lang here filling in for Paul. If you've been paying attention all day, we've had several callers talk about what went down with Jim and Todd yesterday. Jim called in a few minutes ago. He told his side of the story. And now Squirrel's joining us. Squirrel, what's going on in your world?
Oh, man, I'm just hiding in the weeds. And I heard Jim mention my name. But have you been to a fair lately, a state fair, Alyssa?
I have. I went to the South Carolina State Fair, I think, last year.
You know, when you go by the person and they want to guess your age and they want to guess it within 2 years, and if they do, you get a little prize. If you were blindfolded and Jim walked up and asked you to guess his age, honestly, without pandering, what would be your honest answer?
Okay, this is my honest answer. I promise you, I'm not like.
Do it in a decade.
I haven't seen a picture. I don't know what Jim looks like.
You don't have to do a picture. You can tell by his feeble voice. The dude is in his late 70s. And somebody back in the day, I think when he was 12 years old, he played Little League Baseball. And somebody told him he was good. And he didn't have much of a career. Well, he didn't have any career after that. But he projected his career based on that 1 year of summer little league, to where he would have been some type of pro athlete in various sports. And the dude's a complete fraud and a phony. And when you told him your age, you were 30 and asked how old he was, that was radio gold, Alyssa. And whatever awards that you get for radio gold, I'm going to nominate you for those this year. So be on the lookout for those. And you're doing a great job today. keep up the good work.
Well, first of all, Squirrel, I appreciate it. Second of all, I was just answering the question, you know, like I wasn't trying to take a side. I want to be a genuine moderator here in the middle, you know, as a fill-in. It's not my job to ruffle any feathers, right? Like that's Paul's job, for Paul to work out Monday through Friday, but I'm only, who knows when I'll be back. So, you know, I don't want to upset anybody here. Koi is in Honolulu. How's it going?
Aloha, Miss Lang. It's Koa.
Koa, I'm sorry.
Aloha, Miss Lang. How are you doing? And I just wanted to wish you, have a beautiful wedding. Loa'a ikahi. Malenani is what that means.
Oh.
And just so you can say that someone serenaded you and your husband in Hawaiian and wedding, I'll sing you the song. Sing you this quick song. Kaukumaka Ika Helena Opua. Aloha. Thank you.
I love that. Koa, thank you so much for the call. I will say I did go to Hawaii pretty recently, last year, the year before, for the very first time. Bucket list, and what a beautiful, beautiful place. So I'm jealous of you, and I really appreciate the call. Handsome Joe is in Alabama. Handsome Joe, what's going on?
Roll Tide, roll Lisa Lang, and hey, I don't know, I don't think I could ever sing that song, and I sure can't spell it, but it does sound pretty. Man, Hawaii's got some of the best, beautiful things. I've never been there. My brother's been there several times. I always prefer going to Florida because I worked a lot down in Florida, but Florida's more my space. But hey, I want to say you're doing good today, and I'm glad I got the chance to talk to you. And
thank
I do want to say I hope you and your husband have a very good, healthy, happy, and long life together. But I do want to say this, Jim, I agree with Jim today because most of the ones, Jim was right, most of these people that call in are people that ain't been calling in but like a year or so. And they're trying to make a name for themselves. If they can get a reaction from Jim, that's all they're trying to do, to try to make a name for themselves. So Jim's right on the money there.
Joe's taking Jim's side. And, you know, I'm glad we've got some teams building here. Joe, we do have to take a break, so I have to let you go. Thank you so much for calling. It was great to talk to you. Like we said, Paul Feinbaum Show going to continue over on the app as we send you over to some LSU Tennessee softball in just a moment.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.